My friends, welcome back to the Sheep Get Sheer podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, you know, a lot's happened since the last time that we spoke. I'll give you all a little life update while talking about what I want to talk about, because they're all tied in together. It's all part and parcel of the same cabal. It's all connected, because our life, you know, when I think about it, our entire lives are connected. We like to tune in to certain people, listen to politics. We like to tune in to certain people, listen to comedy. We like to tune in to certain shows or networks to get the news and maybe a little bit of levity here and there. And maybe we just like certain hosts. We want to listen to them. But when you think about it, it's all connected because it's all part of your life. I wonder what that sounds like to somebody who listens to one thing day and night. I really don't. I couldn't tell you. I think it's important for people to talk about life, because life is up and down. I don't care if you're big or small, tall or short, your life is full of ups and downs. And speaking of ups and downs, my life's taken a tremendous turn in the ups and downs, because I've left Georgia. I was in Augusta, Georgia before, and now I'm more in Sullivan, Indiana, of all places, you can believe it. You might be asking why. Well, that'd be a very good question. Why is because there is a hailstorm. I'm a contractor, also part-time podcast host. But, you know, ideally, my friends, when life throws you changes, you know the old adage of you want to make lemons into lemonade? When I worked at Chick-fil-A, for almost 2 years after I got out of high school, before I went to college. Well, I went to college for a year, dropped out because I hated it. Hated college. I hated it. I went to work at Chick-fil-A for about a year and a half, then 2 years, and then I joined the military. Well, in between that time, I learned a lot about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a great organization. But when I had to make the lemonade, you know, the old adage of you take lemons, you make lemonade, the ingredient number, there's two parts to that I really want to dissect for a moment, if you'll indulge me. Number one is you have to squeeze the lemons. That takes effort. Not always very fun. Sometimes you're going to get a little lemon juice in your eye, you know, stuff like that. Not going to be very pleasant. It's like when you put a piece of coal into a pearl and it condenses so hard over time that it becomes into an oyster, and it becomes a pearl. The same way that when you juice the lemons, you get the lemon juice, right? Maybe a little bit of pulp here, some more pulp, some less pulp. Some with more meaning in your life, some with less, right? But then you got to add the sugar. Now, the sugar is the interesting element in this equation, and let me tell you why. Because sugar is equally good for you, as in, it's good for you in the sense that it makes you feel good. It's not healthy for you. It makes you feel good. But it's also not great for you, and you need to find the right mix between the tangy healthiness of the pulp and the juice with the sweetness of the sugar. You might be asking, Austin, you're being very cryptic. What the hell are you trying to say? Well, my friends, I was told once that to paint a picture while telling a story takes incredible skill. It's not something that everybody can do. And when you create an analogy for somebody, if you ask my friends, and you've known me my entire life, they'll tell you I use all kinds of analogies, some so oftentimes better than other ones. But in general, analogies are very helpful when it comes to understanding the bigger picture. And so when I tell you that I worked for Chick-fil-A and I learned how to turn lemons into lemonade in the back rooms in the refrigerator area of Chick-fil-A, I mean to tell you that when you handle rejection in your life, rejection is like squeezing those lemons, right? It's not fun. It can be very hurtful. You never know what's going to happen to you, right? That's the difficult part. But here's the other part of things. There's a sugar aspect. You might ask, well, what does that have to do with the sugar? The sugar, like I said, is the sweetness. It's supposed to be the good part of it. But you can't have too much fun. You can't have too many things that make you feel good. Like, for example, you can't have too many bad habits in your life. Because if you do that, then it's going to be too sweet and you're not going to want to drink it anymore. You're not going to want to keep doing what you're doing. You need to find that balance in your life. And I'm helping to train a younger guy. He's about 2 years younger than I am in this business right now. And he has a whole lot of different life experience than do I. He's a great guy, but he's having the same problem that I had to learn that first got in this business and then I've tested on every day, which is rejection. Now, people on the internet, especially on this corner of the internet, will talk about rejection when it comes to chicks. Oh, you got rejected by a girl, move on. Oh, you're not getting the traction you want in relationships, you know, here, go to the gym. Okay, that's, you know, infant level stuff. In the church, when it comes to theology, I'll slip in theology for a second. If you don't like this type of content, I don't know what to tell you. This is a stream of consciousness show. You know, when you think about something and you're saying, for example, I'm in my truck, right? And I'm driving on the highway. And when you're looking at the highway and you're letting your mind wander, you go from thinking about, oh, you know what? I want pancakes to maybe X, Y, or Z about Donald Trump to all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I need pest control because I saw this truck go by. Maybe I need to make sure I'm not getting ants in my house. Like, all kinds of different stuff is what, this is what happens in the human mind. This is what happens on this show. I need a script. So needless to say, when it comes to rejection, oftentimes it's highlighted when it comes to romance. But what about professional rejection? What about the guys like me who will go door to door, who make cold calls, who send cold emails, who deal with rejection in the professional setting? Now, there are some of you who will never have to deal with this, except on a minor level. Maybe you want to change your job and you don't get to go to the job you wanted, right? Now, I'm not downplaying that, don't get me wrong, but it's not the same thing as the professional level of rejection that you see in certain areas, but rejection is rejection. Nobody likes to be told no. Nobody likes to be told, hey, you know what? No, I don't like what you have to offer me. No, I'm not going to accept what you're giving to me. No, I'm not going to give you what you want. This can really damage your self-esteem. It can really put you in a dark place if you're not careful. I don't care if it's with romance, with professional, with personal. I don't care how it is. It can affect you and it will if, and I mean only if, you do not allow yourself to be taken advantage of. If you allow yourself to be taken advantage of and you don't have boundaries, you don't have the ability to say, wait a minute, hold on a second. I am not going to let this person or let this company or let anybody else dictate to me that I am worth X, Y, or Z. You can't allow, if you do that, you will have low self-esteem and you will not be able to build yourself back up. You will not be able to recover. And I don't want you to be going on looking like a cardiac arrest patient with your mood day and night, thinking to yourself, oh, I feel great right now, and all of a sudden, wow, I can't stand living anymore. And then the next day, you're like, wow, I feel great again, or maybe I feel average today. I don't want you to have those problems, because if you have those problems, your life is going to be, every day is going to feel like a week, and every week is going to feel like a month, and before you know it, you're aging 10 years in 1 year. And you're not going to have that stability that all men crave. Let's not beat around the bush. We as men, if you're a man listening to the show, you want some level of stability, whether it's within your own heart, between your own ears, or in your home, or anything else. You want stability. You don't want people to be coming in and out of your life. You don't want to be feeling like you're up here, down here, all over the place, bouncing off the walls. You don't want that. Because then you're going to feel rejected by yourself and you're going to feel like you've betrayed what it is you were trying to achieve by doing what you're doing. Most people, they don't do things just to do them. We're not robots. Well, some people might act like bots, but they have dreams. They have hopes. They have desires. They have things they want to do and achieve in life. And you can't get there if you don't have conviction. If you can't handle rejection. I don't care if it's from a hot girl at a bar or from a homeowner, whether it's you do what I do, which is contracting, or you're a business-to-business salesman with a product and they tell you no, any number of things. You're trying to get a promotion, the boss says no. You're trying to switch jobs to another company, they say no. The word no is very powerful when it comes to our personal lives as well as professional. because in our professional lives, people very rarely want to be told no. It takes power to be told no. Because naturally, we want to say yes. Naturally, we want to give people what they want. We want people to be happy. We want people to be pleasant with us. We risk all those things by being told no or by saying no. And my friends, the sale begins when the customer says no. Now, don't take that to chicks, okay? If a chick rejects you, move on. Don't do this goofy stuff in the movies where you're like, I gotta make her fall in love with me. No. No, you don't have to do that. In fact, I actively encourage you not to do that because that's stupid. You know, why would you waste your time trying to convince somebody to like you? I mean, who's got time for that kind of rubbish? You know, I guess if you're a teenager and you're in high school or whatever, you might think you have the time to do that. My friend, don't do it. Don't waste your time. You know how many girls there are out here? As someone who travels around state to state, city to city, let me tell you, there are a lot of women out here. A lot of different ones. And so don't get stuck with one-itis. And the same thing could be said for professional. I love what I do right now. I love what I'm doing right now. But does that mean that if something happens and I'm going to be devastated? No, it means I'm going to just have to move on to the next thing. Until I can do my podcast full time like I'm doing right now, I got to find a way to make ends meet. I got to find a way to put food on my table. So until then, I'm going to keep finding ways to make money and keep finding ways to add value to people's lives, because that is how you win in life, in my opinion. You have to add value. You have to provide a service or a product that people want and need. Speaking of needs, I need these bikers to stop being annoying assholes. You know you're more in the Midwest or the South when you get these biker gangs who look like they're straight out of you probably hear them in the background. We're straight out of like a Sons of Anarchy TV show set. Oh, man. Every time I see a little unit of like bikers like this, all I think about is the South Park episode where they changed the meaning of fag to annoying a-hole Harley riders. Every time I see a group of these people, of these schmucks drive by, every time I see these schmucks drive by, I think of the same scene from South Park where Cartman's like, no, nobody's intimidated, actually. You know, they know that anybody who wants to be as loud as possible and dress up to get attention are you guys and 15-year-old girls. I just want to let you guys know that you're fucking fags. Like, that's the line that goes through my head every time I see these schmucks drive by. Every time, like they're Thor with Mjolnir or something lightning on Asgard. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me. I don't know how they do it. To me, it's annoying as hell, but I guess some girls find that hot and some dudes find that cool, I guess. Not me, but different strokes for different folks, I guess. Anyways, see, that's rejection. I guess I am technically rejecting their idea of what is cool. Now, of course, people like that, they're going to pretend like, oh, I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm so cool. I have a Harley and a cut. They're going to pretend like they don't care. But a lot of times people will pretend like they don't care when they very much do. It affects them more than you actually think it does. And that's what I'm trying to get at. It's easy to not be affected when, like, showing it. But oftentimes, you listening to the show, you can get hurt psychologically if you feel this level of rejection. But it's just funny to me. Now these dudes are next to me. It's so funny. I don't get why people think this is cool. I think it's lame. But, you know, I guess it's neither here nor there. But, you know, it is what it is, I suppose. Like, is it like the sound? People get off on the sound of the bikes. Is that what it is? And of course, they're such assholes that they can't even wear it. Like, they gotta have their music be as loud as humanly possible on the bike, as opposed to, you know, using like an earpiece or something. Oh my god! You guys hear this, right? I'll probably muffle most of it out. Y'all can hear this crap, right? God, I need Cartman here to I need Carmen right now. This is unbelievable. Anyways, my friends, I'm about to get to my destination. I got to offload some of my equipment into a new place I'm trying to move into before I get back to hit the streets again to try to get some people some help when it comes to roof repair. But my friends, rejection will come and find you. I don't care what avenue of your life it is, but don't let it drag you down. Don't let it affect you to the extent that you don't want to be motivated. You don't want to achieve things anymore. Don't let it get you to that point. Use it as a means to better yourself. Don't let it drag you down and affect who you are and what your goals are. If any time that ever happens to you, I want you to think of a scene in your head the way I do with mine. And no, it's not the Cartman one. There's a scene from Lion King where Mufasa's voice comes from the clouds and he's talking to Simba. Simba's in a dark place. He's questioning his life. He doesn't know what he needs to do. And he hears his father's voice from the clouds. And he says, "Remember who you are." I need you to play that on repeat every time you question yourself and your motivation for what you're doing in your life. Remember who you are and why you've set on the path you're on to achieve the things you must, not want to, but must achieve. Do that for me. Let me know how it works for you, because it works wonderfully for me. My friends, take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing more about how y'all are doing as you hear about the changes in my life, and you'll continue to hear more because my life is incredibly busy, but I will upload as much as I possibly can. My friends, take care of yourselves, and I'm out of here. Peace.